morning. It's lovely to be with you today. Welcome to worship. It's the fourth Sunday in Advent, and I would like in a moment to light these candles. In the meantime, let's think about why we come to worship. It's important for us to give a little bit of our time to God, and in that space that we create in our daily lives, God will enter. We can reflect on where God is in our lives during this time, where we find him in hope, in peace, in joy, and in love. Each of these candles represents one of those. So let's come today in joy, because God welcomes us in love. We come in hope, because God calls us to a new way of living. And today we come in faith, for God calls us by name. Let's light these Advent candles at the start of our worship. We light a candle for hope. We light a candle for joy. We light a candle for peace. And we light a candle for love. The final candle is unlit, because that's the one we will light on Christmas Day. It is the light of Christ that is at the centre of all things. Offer your worship to God today. Amen.
Oh, Today is December the 20th, and we are approaching the shortest day and the longest night of the year, the winter solstice. The darkness of the night seems to be continued throughout the day with the rain and the cloud that we've had recently, and I'm sure we are all looking forward to a time when the light will return. I know I am. In addition to it being the shortest day tomorrow, we are being told that tomorrow the planets of Jupiter and Saturn will align, being closer than they have been since the Middle Ages, in what has been called a Christmas kiss. They will look like one brilliant star, like the Star of Bethlehem. In our houses, as we approach Christmas, we will be lighting lamps and festive candles to pierce the darkness of the days. And in the darkest of the years, in the dark sky, the brightest of stars will be shining. Maybe hidden by a cloud, but it will be there. And over the last 3 weeks, as we have joined together for worship, we have been lighting the Advent candles. The light of hope, the light of peace, the light of joy. And this week, the light of love. Each one focusing our thoughts on different aspects of God's message. So let us come together now, this week, as we think about the light of love, as we let it shine into our lives. Let us join our thoughts together in prayer. Let us pray. God of hopefulness, God of peace, God of joy, and God of love. Who are we, Lord God, that you should come to us? When the voice of the prophet was silent and the faith of your people low, when darkness had obscured light and indifference displaced zeal, you saw that the time was right and prepared to send your Son. We give thanks that you have visited your people and redeemed us in your Son. That love which came down at Christmas at the stable in Bethlehem entered our lives in your beloved child. God is that love who brought the message of hope and peace and joy. Paul reminds us of what love is. It is patient. It is kindness. Only happy with the truth. It's not selfish. It's not jealous. It's not bad-tempered. It does not keep a record of wrongs. It does not give up. It does not give up. God wants us to love him and love our neighbours as ourselves. Can we do it? So often we fail. We miss the mark. But love does not give up. And if we are to follow God's commandment, neither must we, no matter how tempting it will be. God of eternity, help us to keep trying and forgive us for our failings and help us to grow in your Son's likeness so that through our lives we can show his love to the world. Not the indulgence often seen at this time of the year and thought of as a demonstration of love, but the care of real love. And as our hearts receive his peace, this Christmastide help us to renew our resolve. Set us free from faithlessness that we might may be ready to welcome him, he who comes as our Saviour and Lord. There is a light shining in our darkness, the light of stars, the light of candles, and the light of love. Open our eyes and hearts and let that light in. Emmanuel. God with us. Amen.
The birth of Jesus foretold. In the sixth month, God sent the angel Gabriel to Nazareth, a town in Galilee, to a virgin pledged to be married to a man named Joseph, a descendant of David. The virgin's name was Mary. The angel went to her and said, "Greetings, you who are highly favoured, the Lord is with you." Mary was greatly troubled at his words and wondered what kind of greeting this might be. But the angel said to her, "Do not be afraid, Mary, you have found favour with God. You will be with child and give birth to a son, and you are to give him the name Jesus. He will be great and will be called the Son of the Most High. The Lord God will give him the throne of his father David, and he will reign over the house of Jacob forever. His kingdom will never end." "How will this be?" Mary asked the angel, "since I am a virgin." The angel answered, "The Holy Spirit will come upon you, and the power of the Most High will overshadow you. So the Holy One to be born will be called the Son of God. Even Elizabeth, your relative, is going to have a child in her old age, and she who was said to be barren is in her sixth month. For nothing is impossible with God." "I am the Lord's servant," Mary answered. "May it be to me as you have said." Then the angel left her.
If you didn't know before, you know now that I am a Saturday night preparer of worship. And earlier this evening, I was listening to the Prime Minister and our First Minister announcing the various changes in the COVID restrictions. Plans for many have been turned upside down as hard decisions for government have been taken in order to contain the spread of COVID. Coming as they do in this fourth and final week in Advent, some are talking of Christmas being cancelled. It will be very different. Very different from the different we thought we were up against a week ago. Plans will change. Life will change. As it did for a young teenage girl 2 millennia ago, when an angel burst into her otherwise ordinary life. Today, if you were to visit the Church of the Annunciation at the place where it's said that the angel encountered Mary, at the precise spot within the church that marks the spot, remembering the angelic encounter, it's known as Mary's Kitchen. I love that. The news of a teenage pregnancy to an unmarried mum might cause a stir, some awkwardness, some embarrassment for Mary's family and to Joseph's. What would the neighbours say? Yet Mary heard in the strangeness the voice of God. She was to be the bearer of God to humanity and said, "May it be so." Mary said to the angel, "Tell God I say yes." Let me tell you too a story of a teenage boy who said yes to God. Not Joseph. We don't really know precise details, but he is presumed to have been much older. No, this is a story of a young boy who went to Sunday school through his childhood and in teenage years would ponder a question. was this God stuff all for real? Some of his pals seemed to believe it was and lived their lives as though it made a difference. At the back of the young lad's Good News Bible was a reading plan suggesting that Luke's Gospel would be a good place to start. And having made the decision to have a wee read at this book, it wasn't far into the story that a verse would strike him. Luke chapter 1, verse 37. Nothing is impossible for God. And in a way, this young lad said yes to God, and so began a journey of faith in this God for whom nothing is impossible. Life for him would take a turning point. Faith became very real. And a few years later, a thought that he, oh, I'm sure you realise that I really should be saying I had a thought, a feeling, an angel voice moment that maybe God was calling me to be a minister, to be a bearer of the good news of Christ, to awaken and develop and sustain meaningful faith in the Christ child born to Mary all those years ago, born in me, born in you, and to play my part and encourage others to get involved in what God is up to. Our faith stories will all be very different. Some of you will recall a particular and dramatic moment. For some, it is a gradual realization. Some can't remember a time when faith in Jesus was not a part in life. This Christmas, as COVID turns our world upside down, we have been given time to reflect upon the things that really matter. Hope, peace, joy, love. For Mary, as it neared the time for her to give birth, more disruption, a trip to Bethlehem for a census. And when they got there, no room at the inn. Oh, it just wasn't the way things had been planned. And her son would be born in an outhouse. Friends, in this hardest of years, where is God in it all? A question I ponder. Where is God through the suffering, the loneliness, the isolation, the fear? Where is God in the glimpses of love? Where is God in the sense of community that we see around us? Where is God in the new ways that we have had to worship? New ways to hear and to share the good news. New ways to communicate. Last Christmas, I remember thinking it would be good to get to at least 200 followers on the church Facebook page. And by the end of last year, it was around about 220. The last time I looked, 351. Something's happening. Now, some of these folk are colleagues, family and friends, just seeing what I'm up to. Some of the colleagues trying to find some good ideas. But I'm sure that in the midst of those numbers, some of you watching this today are among those in whom faith is being awakened, developed, sustained in new and different ways. Hasn't it been good to be able to worship together, though we are alone and apart, but to be one with friends in other congregations as we come together from around Strontian, Ardgour and Morvern, Acharichel and Ardnamurchan. New ways, not just for Fiona and I working more closely together in the parishes, but around the presbyteries and thinking through what God is doing in our time. Where are we hearing the angel voices stirring us to new things? These are difficult times for the church, difficult times for the Church of Scotland. But we see the glimpses of new things. We hear the whispers from the angels. Folk haven't given up on the church. And more importantly, God hasn't given up on his church. And it is God's church. And as God called Mary to be the bearer of the Christ child, so God calls the church into being by the same Holy Spirit that came upon Mary. And God calls me, and God calls you to be bearers of good news, love, joy, peace, hope. To be bearers of Christ to the world. In a moment we're going to hear the beautiful song, No Wind at the Window, with its wonderful closing line, yet Mary, consenting to what no one could guess, replied with conviction, tell God, I say yes. If God is prompting you to a deeper faith, if God is prompting you to respond to the call to ministry in formal or informal ways, if God is prompting you to spend time reading his word, if God is prompting you to be a loving neighbor, if God is prompting you to have that difficult conversation, if God is prompting you to say sorry, if God is prompting you, say yes.
No food talk. this child must be born that the kingdom might come. Salvation for many, destruction for some. Both end and beginning, both message and sign, both victor and victim, both yours and
Let us join together with our prayers for others and ourselves. Let us pray. Loving God, at this Christmas time like no other we have experienced, we give thanks for your goodness, for the strength that supports us, and the light of your love which surrounds us. As we plan for a time when we would normally perhaps be with friends and family, help us to make sensible decisions which show loving consideration for all and not just what suits us. And remind us to extend that love and consideration to those who are alone and who may be feeling especially isolated and fearful at this time. We give thanks for your Holy Spirit at work in your church and in our hearts, revealing your truth, renewing our lives in new ways as our church families support their communities and each other at this time. Hear our prayers for those who have suffered as a result of the pandemic this year, those who have lost loved ones and sense the loss much more keenly because they have not been able to be with them or share in their funeral. Those who have lost their jobs and businesses due to the economic effects of the pandemic. This year especially, we think of the care services as well as those who rely upon them. Bless them in their work as they bring healing, love and peace through their service. We give thanks for the hard work and determination of all essential workers, as well as those who are involved in researching how best to handle the pandemic and its effects. We are at the end of the school and the university terms, and we think of the children who have had to adapt to different sorts of schooling, of the teachers who have faced many problems while trying to maintain a safe environment as well as teaching. Grant them time for rest and recuperation over the holiday period. We are approaching the end of the year and we hear discussions over the future relationships we will have with Europe. We ask for guidance for those who will lead us into that future. We pray for people living here as well as around the world and those who live in the fear of violence, those in difficulties because of unrest within their country or threat that comes from without, and for those whom the land cannot sustain through natural disaster or famine or war, and for those affected by the selfishness of others in their unthinking use of resources or from greed that cares nothing for the consequences. In spite of all our needs and problems which we lay before you now, we praise you, gracious God, for we know your love is unending. Reveal to all the world the light which no darkness can extinguish, our Lord Jesus Christ, who taught us that there is no place which is far from your love, no person who is less than another, no situation which is not subject to your grace and your hope. We pray that the light of hope, peace, joy, and love will shine on us all this Christmas time and always. Through Jesus Christ, your Son. Amen.
We now bring our offering of ourselves and our time and our talents to God. Let's pray. Generous God, you have given us everything, everything we are and everything we have. In this season of giving, we come before you and give our time, not just today for worship, but our time for others, and our talents, all that we can do and can do so well, we offer in your service. And we give our money too. From what we can, we give you what we offer. Lord, may these be dedicated to your work, to our communities, to mission and ministry. Let's join together in saying the Lord's Prayer. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come. Thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power and the glory, for ever. Amen.
Heaven adore.
As we finish our worship today, let's reflect on what we've heard and let's go out into the world. May our souls magnify the Lord. May we go from our time of worship with our spirit rejoicing in God, our Saviour. May we be bold. May we be challenged by what we have heard. May we be ready to serve the Lord. We ask this in the name of Christ and in the power of the Spirit. Go with the blessing of God Almighty, Father, Son and Holy Spirit to be with you and yours now and always. Amen. Can I take this opportunity to wish you all a very happy Christmas when it comes. Enjoy it as best you can this year. It's different, but it's still Christmas. Goodbye. God bless.